Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Happy Friday, everybody, as we kick off Martin Luther King weekend, inauguration weekend. It's not snowing weekend. There's just all kinds of great news that's going on in the world today. You know, the weather was almost warm enough to go golfing today.
Yeah, and it was.
I am looking forward to that because I am a horrible golfer, but I sure like drinking beer in the cart. So everybody's got priorities. I always joke with people that when I score golf, it's a little different than most people. Because when I say I finish 3 under, that means I finish with 3 less golf balls than I started with.
That's
gives you an idea of
all right.
That's kind of how I
wish
golf.
I could just drive. I would go every day if all I had to do was drive the cart. I love to drive golf cart.
Well, pretty much
that.
All the golfing that I do is in scrambles, and there's generally like a chamber or a charity or something that you're playing, and you generally get, you know, 3 of your friends together and just have a great time hanging out.
Right.
And you don't necessarily care unless you pick those 3 friends who are super competitive.
Right, the ringers.
And some of them have creative scoring. But I bring up golf because, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, this was a big Christmas for me because I got my first like golf club.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Like real golf clubs, not the ones that you bought off eBay.
No, like wife's grandparents like put some money in and they got me my first golf club.
Your real set?
Yeah, set, yeah. So
good for you.
I'm excited to, I've only gone a few times, but my father-in-law and my brother-in-law really enjoy it and I've really liked going out with them the few times I have, so I want to get more into it.
Well, so we're not that far away from being able to get out on the links again and start hitting, but this the weekend, January 31st through February 2nd at the St. Charles Convention Center, the St. Louis Golf Expo is going to be out there. So I have got a pair of tickets to give you right now. If you were caller number 6, how's that sound, Ethan? 6?
Sounds great.
6 works for me. If you were caller number 6 right now, you're going to get a pair of tickets to the weekend-long St. Louis Golf Expo event at the St. Charles Convention Center, January 31st through the 2nd. Good luck to you. I hope that works out well for you and you get all kinds of cool stuff.
And if you don't win, keep listening because we're going to give away another pair in the 5 o'clock hour.
There you go.
There you go.
That's
what's
called
the phone number they should
tease.
Call?
The
phone number.
Crap.
Yep, that's
thanks,
a good one.
Thanks,
314-241-9797.
That's 314-241-9797. It makes it easier when the host gives you the number. And if you are calling number 6, you will be the big winner. Right now, everybody's a big winner. Why? Because it's time for Sue's News.
These allegations are deeply concerning.
Does the president have any comment?
We're not going to comment.
It's not clear messaging.
No. And now, Sue's News. Brought to you by Sue.
Well, I'll tell you what. Oh, by the way, Mike, you should say your news.
Should set my news?
You should say what has happened.
Start off Sue's News with your own news?
Yes.
Oh, so Monday night, I was elected chairman of the St. Charles County Council.
Hey.
Thank you very much.
Yay.
That is really great.
I got to give him an inauguration clap.
There you go.
That is really what it sounded like on the lawn on Monday. Everybody with their gloves on.
Oh, I love it.
That's funny.
A lot of earmuffs.
The sound of one hand clapping.
Yes.
Today is National Classy Day.
Hey.
So keep it classy, people.
There you go.
It also is National Customer Service Day.
Really?
Why is it every day? customer service.
Thank you, Jane. I don't think those two go together.
Do the customer service people end up being any more classy on this day?
Yeah, you had to hope.
See, you combine them.
Actually,
nice. Way to go, Ethan.
Yes.
Do you remember, didn't Mark tell us one of his very first jobs was in customer service?
Yes.
Can you
like
imagine?
For a phone company or something like that?
I mean, he knows we feel this way. It's not.
No. Yeah, it's not
really well.
No.
Yeah.
I worked at Montgomery Ward.
Oh.
Can you imagine? My customer service skills were top notch.
Spot on.
I don't doubt it.
They actually really were. Oh, by the way, and I was a great waitress.
I bet.
If waiting tables would have made me a
You were waiting
wage.
Tables at Montgomery Ward?
No,
wow, they're
I had
so
to do
different
both.
In the city.
I know. No,
we only
actually,
had a catalog store
I was actually
where
in
I
Kansas
grew up.
City at the time. But yeah, no, I mean, I love customer service. I think it's a great thing. I wish more people had it.
I think it's a lost art.
I
agree. 100%.
Yeah.
And people love it. Like, I had such a great experience today at my car dealership.
Good.
We're working on my car. And I was like, this is beautiful. Like, I was having a horrible day, and then I got great customer service, and I was in heaven.
It's not that difficult.
Yes.
And let me ask you, has it always been like that? Like, I feel like probably, you know, you throw it back, you know, 20, 30 years ago, and it probably was just like, that was at least
normal
a little
behavior.
Bit more normal interactions. Now you're
yeah.
almost like surprised when you get those good customer service
I agree. I think the anomaly was when you would get bad service, and
it's
now
stuck
it's
out.
The anomaly. Yeah, now yeah. it's the anomaly when you get phenomenal service.
Technology.
So I will tell you, Suntrup Kia. South County, thank you for being so good to me.
There you
nice.
Go. Nice plug. Ding, ding, ding.
Yeah, they deserve it. They were nice.
Where's that cash register sandal?
Yeah,
I don't get anything for that, but except that the girl who took care of me, I mean, I love her.
That's so good. 72 years ago today in 1953, the Chevy Corvette was introduced at a car show in New York's Waldorf Astoria Hotel.
Wow.
The cost of the first production model Corvettes was...
$6,000.
That's a good guess. Fred?
12.
8.
5.
$3,000.
Wow.
$490.
Wow.
Don't you wish you could go back in time?
Wow.
And there were only 300 produced. So that car would cost you upwards of $300,000 today.
Wow.
And also 31 years ago, this is a kind of a news reference, but remember this in 1994? At 4:30 in the morning, they had that 6.7 magnitude Northridge earthquake in L.A.
Yeah.
And it lasted 10 to 20 seconds. It killed 57 people. It injured more than 8,700. And the property damage was estimated to be up to $50 billion.
Wow.
So
wow.
that is going to be nothing compared to the fire as far as money
sadly.
Goes. But what are you going to do? Okay, Blue Origin, Jeff Bezos' new Glenn rocket was successfully launched into orbit from Cape Canaveral, Florida yesterday. Now, this rocket carries a spacecraft called Blue Ring, which is supposed to be able to shift satellites into different orbits. I find that to be interesting. This is Bezos' answer to Elon Musk's SpaceX. Blue Origin, by the way, already has a contract to launch NASA's lunar lander in 2027.
Wow.
And they hadn't sent anything up yet. So, you know, he's like, woohoo.
By the way, the countdown system that launches all those rockets is produced in St. Charles City by Master Clock.
I'll be darned.
Master Clock, a John Clark company, they created the countdown system is what they used
the
to
heck?
Launch.
That is awesome.
What
oh, my gosh.
What did we find out earlier this week about the red flame retardant?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Is headquartered.
That's right.
Production company is headquartered here in St. Louis.
Really?
Yeah.
Clayton. Wow.
Stuff they're dropping out in California.
Put them on the map.
Yeah.
See, we don't suck. We do stuff here.
Yeah, That's right.
We're getting stuff done.
Well, the numbers are in, and according to Motor Intelligence, the last 20%, last year, 20% of new cars and trucks sold in America were hybrids or all electric. Now, that would be 1.3 million all electrics and 1.9 million hybrids, or 3.2 million vehicles. Teslas remain the highest selling all electric, followed by Hyundai and GM. And this is the first time internal combustion engine vehicles drop below 80%. Now, not much below 80%, it's 79.8%. Yeah, 79.8, but we're right there.
So, funny story. One of my fellow council members, Dave Hammond, is on vacation down in Florida, and he and his wife rented an electric car, but it wasn't a Tesla. And the thing he found out was there is nowhere to charge a regular electric car because their chargers are different than Tesla chargers.
And
they're hard to find. And the superchargers evidently, at least from what his experience was, the superchargers don't work on these other models.
So
he and his wife were in having dinner and had a long dinner of like 2.5 hours. And when they came out, they said, your car will be fully charged in 18 hours.
Oh, my God.
So the next day, they took that car back, and they got a gasoline engine car.
I'm trying to hit the bell, but Ethan's got to fix it. Yeah. I'm sorry about
that. We are not doing that anymore.
Thank you. That didn't take long.
Doesn't take much,
Sue. Yeah, I'm not the brightest.
Real quick before we go on, something I would be curious of is out of all the people impacted by the fires, I wonder how many of these people are driving hybrid cars compared to gasoline or fully electric, and if that has been what the effect has been of them trying to go wherever they are now because
there's electricity. What are you going to do?
Yeah,
that's a really good point. I hope somebody, does a story on that because I would find that interesting. LIV Golf has finally done a deal with Fox Sports. And they're going to air half its schedule on FS1. It sounds like other rounds will be on FS2, Fox Business, or the Fox Sports app. LIV season begins on February 6th, where? In Saudi Arabia.
Yay!
And it has a 14-event schedule this season.
And Trump will probably have an Abraham Accord done with Saudi Arabia by then.
Yeah, perhaps. Definitely perhaps. Conan O'Brien is going to be the 26th recipient of the Mark Twain Prize for American Humor.
That's nice.
I like him. He will be honored at a ceremony on March 23rd at the Kennedy Center in D.C. Conan joked, quote, I'm honored to be the first winner of the Mark Twain Prize, recognized not for humor, but for my work as a riverboat pilot. Netflix will stream the ceremony sometime next year.
You know, I might be wrong, but he's one of the ones that I guess comedians, I would say, that you don't really hear much about as far as getting into politics. I can't say if he does or not, but
he's not really known for it. He finds other things to joke about.
Which is why he's smart.
I thought he was going to get an award for whitewashing fences.
We're starting with this. Okay, the lineup for the Fire Aid concert was announced yesterday. There's a lot of people that are going to get out on the stage.
I miss this concert.
They're going to help the California fire victims.
I think it
makes sense. I just hadn't heard about it.
Yeah, Billie Eilish, Gracie Abrams, Green Day, Gwen Stefani, Earth, Wind, and Fire, Katy Perry, Lady Gaga, Pink, Red Hot Chili Peppers, Rod Stewart, who just turned 80 this week.
Beautiful.
Sting, Stephen Stills, Stevie Nicks, and Dave Matthews and John Mayer will perform together for the first time.
That's huge.
You know, I would have lost, that game Dead or Alive? I would have lost that on Stephen Stills.
I didn't think
he was with us anymore, but I was wrong.
More acts and special guests will be announced in the lead up to the show. Now, the show is scheduled for January 30th at the Intuit Dome and the Forum. They're also going to do a live telethon streaming on multiple YouTube and Twitch channels on January the 24th. So go figure.
Nice.
Intuit Dome. That's the new Clippers
Thank you
arena,
for saying it, right?
I believe.
Intuit.
The Los Angeles Clippers, which it's... I guess it's the technology of that arena is state of the art. It is the most modern tech arena in
Clippers basketball
in the country.
Get into it.
That's so many artists.
It is.
I wonder how long that concert's going to be.
I know.
I'm not sure how they're going to be able to get them in and out.
Well, some of them are probably going to be
lineup.
Yeah, some of them I imagine are probably going to be pretty short set list, a couple of songs and then they're done. But
probably.
And I hope there'll be some collaboration. I want to see some duets.
Well, somebody, like an Earth, Wind, and Fire has a lot of equipment.
They do.
The going back and forth between this stuff somebody's going to have to be a really good producer
for sure.
I assume they're going to have multiple stages.
I assume.
Yeah.
There is no way they can do it any other way.
No, you can do it over a weekend. I mean, is it just one day?
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how.
Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It says. Okay. They say it's one day, so
start
we'll see.
Early. Hey,
yeah. Start
you get
early
to be the
right.
6 a.m. band. Right. Congratulations.
Wait, you know what, though? I would consider going. I would consider going sitting there for 24 hours listening. I would go.
For real. Well, new research has come up with the latest list of top dream jobs worldwide. Okay. Now, they did it by looking into targeted online search results for stuff like how to be a blank. You know, Hall of Famer if you're Fred.
Exactly.
And in the end, the top dream job across the entire world. Well, how about I start with number 5? Number 5, nurse.
Okay.
Number 4, pharmacist.
Hmm. Free
That's
drugs.
Very, very difficult to get to. Yeah, once you do,
then you're all right.
I mean, yeah. I have a niece is one. They're brilliant people.
This is heartening. Number 3, police officer.
Yeah.
How about that?
Oh, but that's worldwide.
It's worldwide.
And number 2 is going to be fireman.
Number 2 is attorney.
Really?
Oh, God, no.
Hey-o. Dream job?
I know.
People.
People. Raise you yours. I mean, anybody comes to me, oh, I want to be a lawyer. And I'm like, well, you're a fool.
What happened is all these people watched Suits, and then they got fascinated.
And they think that's how it works.
They all thought they could. They
need to watch more Law and Order and less Suits.
That could be. Yeah. And can we guess? I think it's great.
Radio personality.
It's definitely not that.
Okay.
Number 1, pilot.
Oh.
Which I haven't heard in a long time.
That's really
number
cool.
One.
I just don't think they would let me do it, but I think it would be awesome.
You know,
I get car sick, I imagine I'm not a good candidate.
They don't work that much either. Like, their hours are not crazy either. So,
well, they kind of
are.
They depends
on what your route is, et cetera.
Yeah.
What were you going to say, Fred? With pilots is that, have you ever been at the airport and they like just stand behind you in line for something? It's like, man, just go ahead of me. You
know, right, like, yeah, go, please, yeah, go. Go drive
for
the plane.
Dunkin' Donuts or something. Just go ahead.
Hey, I have a feeling your job is a little more important today than mine.
Right.
I'm riding in the back, and you're driving.
Yeah,
exactly.
No really.
And
what
are you
can
awake?
I get you?
Can I get you a coffee?
Exactly. Espresso?
And finally, in Sue's News, we have today's random fact. Since he has come up multiple times in the news this for the last couple of weeks, we're going with this. Steve Guttenberg.
Hey.
Beat out a huge competition to be the star of Police Academy. Other actors who auditioned for the role include Bruce Willis.
Wow.
Michael Keaton.
Who's
Tom
hilarious.
Hanks. And Judge Reinhold.
Wow.
And he won.
But then, Judge Reinhold was pretty hot
at
the time.
He was. I think that whole generation of those male comedians they're of that group where they not. I don't want to say interchangeable, but they were in everything.
Yeah.
So I mean,
you're right.
That's back in the
Mr. Mom days for Michael Keaton.
Three Men and a Baby.
Yes.
Oh. Or Steve Guttenberg.
Steve Guttenberg.
Yeah, absolutely. Which is, by the way, still a great movie.
Yes.
It has beat the test of time or whatever because it is still a good
Fred
movie.
Fred, tell her who directed it.
Oh, I'm trying to Spock.
Leonard Nimoy directed Three Men and a Baby. That was random fact
that
from yesterday.
That is a great random fact. I did not know that.
Okay.
Wow.
Well, by the way, InfoDude along the chat has said that he thinks that I should call the mayor and let the mayor know we have a new slogan. St. Louis doesn't always suck. There you
go. I mean, you know what? They would pay some fool to come up with a slogan and pay them $100,000.
Thank you.
So you might as well let us
do it. Isn't that what Sam paid for the logo that other city had?
Oh, my God. That is literally
the
worst logo.
I didn't mean to get started on that.
But I'm not allowed to even... I can't even say on the radio what most people are calling these the logo. There are so many names that this logo has that is not safe for radio. That should tell you something.
Fred, it's always good to see you. And that's it for Sue's News, she said. And...
What?
Oh, I thought you had something to follow
up
with.
That's all I was going to say. That's it for Sue's News.
Oh, nice. There it is. There it
So I'm excited because every time I get to fill in on a Friday, I get to talk to Paul Hall. Mm-hmm. And Paul Hall has given me so many great suggestions of movies and shows. And our life has become binging, right? That's kind of where we are.
We're
binging. Hopefully you have MLK Day off. And you're going to have a little more free time, and you're going to be able to binge on something.
Don't
you're going to talk to Paul.
Binge,
I know. I'm thinking binge. Like Benji the dog.
Binge. Am I saying it wrong?
Binge.
So you can watch for a long time back to back. I hate this job sometimes.
Charlie, it's okay.
Anyway,
we are
going to talk to Paul Hall next from Common Guy Films. Mike Elam pronouncing words wrong on Mark Reardon Show on 97.1 FM Talk. It's Mike Elam sitting in for Mark Reardon today on 97.1 FM Talk. Congratulations to, who did you say, from St. Charles?
Jeremiah.
Jeremiah is going to the golf show. So thank you very much for listening, Jeremiah. We are going to have more tickets to give away in the next hour. In the meantime, Paul Hall is joining us from Common Guy Films. Paul, how are you?
I'm good. I'm still in shock. I'm trying to get over the Henge comment from the tail end of the last couple minutes there, the Henge versus Benge.
Hinge.
I think it's a Hinge. It's a Hinge, right? So that would make it a Binge.
Or Benge.
As well.
No, it's Benge.
Evidently, I can't say Benge correctly.
But you just did.
Okay.
So
was I saying Benge?
You were saying with
Benge.
A B.
I was saying Benge, not Binge.
Yes.
Okay.
I have to tell you, though, why Steve Guttenberg got the role in Police Academy. It's real simple.
Please do.
Okay.
All right. He was backed by the Stonecutters. Now, those of you who have seen The Simpsons know this.
Yes.
Who makes Steve Guttenberg a star? The Stonecutters do. So
okay.
The Simpsons reference, it's very obscure, but
no, it's a deep cut, but it's good.
I could sing the song, but the phone might disconnect. I don't know.
Or we could love it.
Well, Paul, I'm excited. I'm excited about this back in action on Netflix with Jamie Foxx and Cameron Diaz. They have been promoting this for the longest time, and today is the day that this comes out, right?
Yeah, it opened up on your Netflix stream early this morning while I was fast asleep, but it's out there for you now. And I mean, come on, Jamie Foxx and Cameron Diaz, are there two people we just kind of like more than them?
It's so great. Like, and so why did she come out of retirement? Like, what
she
was up?
Said that she was focusing on motherhood,
and so now
and
she's
trying
decided,
to survive.
Yeah,
and
well,
now
no,
she's
I respect
out.
That,
yes.
But I'm like, you know, it's good to have her back.
That's what I read.
We've got a clip of this real quick, Paul. Let's play this clip real quick.
We were operatives for the CIA.
Like Jason Bourne?
Yeah, but we remember stuff.
Yeah. I knew you guys were lying about something, but I never thought you were cool enough to be spies.
So, Paul, this sounds like it's an action comedy. Is that a fair...
Yeah, that's a fair estimation of it there, Mike. It's basically, we've seen this kind of formula before with, kind of the fish out of water. Basically, they, in the beginning of the film, right off the bat, they have a CIA mission that goes wrong, and they drop out of sight and leave the agency because Emily happens to be pregnant.
What?
So they move to the suburbs, and they become just Matt and Emily, the neighbors down the block. Their kids don't think they're very impressive. They're just mom and dad. They don't have any history, but as you heard, they find out real quick that, yes, they do have a history, and there's more to them than meets the eye. They dropped out of sight for, roughly 14 years, and then they're back on the scene, kind of mimicking what we're dealing with Cameron and whatnot here. They just want to be parents, and that ride then takes a different turn. The cool part about this movie that I liked a lot was its relevance to parents dealing with their teen kids. And there's a lot of moments in here that I laughed, especially in the first half or so of the movie, when they were dealing with those kind of topical issues that pop up that we've all had to deal with in one way, shape, or form in the act of raising a child that goes through that teenage years. After that, it gets real formulaic when it comes to the action. And that is the only downfall here. Now, this is kind of like comfort food. If it's cold out, and we know that happens, and if it's snowy or whatnot, we know that happens, you just want to sit back and relax and throw something on in the background and have a good time. This is that type of movie. You're not going to be offended. It's PG-13. It runs just under 2 hours, so you can get the whole family involved to watch it versus having to hide every other scene. It's a very pleasant movie. Is it a great movie? No, it's not great, but to see those two, as well as Glenn Close and Kyle Chandler back in the cast, it's a decent time.
Oh, Kyle Chandler. I woke up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And now Jane's interested.
Yeah.
Hey, the second one we were going to talk about, we've got a clip from Prime Video called Unstoppable.
So what do you do this? Why do you wrestle?
When people look at me, the first thing they see is what's missing. If I win, having one leg won't be the most important thing about me.
So this is a wrestling movie?
Based on a true story, and I don't know, think through your memory banks, back to 2011, Anthony Robles was a wrestler who was trying to make it in NCAA wrestling. He moved from high school wrestling, where he was the state champ, he was national champ, and what did he want to do? Wrestle in college, and he wanted to go to Iowa, but Iowa wouldn't take him. So he walked on at his native in his area, Arizona State University, and went for it. He walked on with Don Cheadle, plays his coach here. Anthony actually shows up in the movie, and it's that whole process of trying to overcome odds. Imagine that. You're sitting on the top level of wrestling with one leg. While everybody else can really dominate you with their two legs, you have to learn to do everything with one. And spoiler alert, he does a lot along the way. This is based on a true story, so don't look up what it was that he did if you don't know it already. Just let yourself go on the ride. Jennifer Lopez is along here, as well as, like I said, Don Cheadle, Michael Pena. These are actors you like to see work, and this is a story you like to see work. And I've never not liked Bobby Cannavale in a role here. He was a jerk, and he was supposed to be a jerk, and he was really good at it.
he was really good at being a jerk. You got to love that. Know your strengths and play to it. Hey, number three is an update on our family.
When I was on my pregnancy journey, I looked to the mom vlogging world.
Hey guys, welcome to the channel.
It felt like a community, and you're going to share it all.
My family channel started when I wanted to start trying to have kids.
As a follower and someone who watches this, you're just along for the ride. It's so raw.
So this is on Cinemax?
Max. The streaming service Max, yep. First episode of a 3-episode series. So you're not going to be able to binge it all at once. Sorry, Jane. It takes you out here. But, you know, we go to YouTube for everything these days.
This is true.
You see a stream of everything you do, whether it's a show like this or whether it's how to fix the door on your garage. This is about mommy vlogging, and I didn't know this was as big a thing as it was. I watch a lot of YouTube, but mommy vlogging was a big thing, this is a tale of a pair of individuals, a man and a woman, who raise their family for everybody to see, a la the Kardashians, but on a real life level. It takes a pretty interesting turn in the middle of this.
In the middle of the series?
Yeah, so I've seen the whole series.
Okay.
So I'm gonna say I kind of skip ahead a little in what I can tell you and can't tell you. But this first episode will take you to the first part and introduce you to this family. And you kind of think, all right, everything's cool. It will turn in episodes 2 and 3 into as much of a investigative drama onto what happened. Because in the beginning they say, what happened to Huxley? That's the question from the get-go here. It's their family, but their family has flaws like everybody does. It's a fascinating series for folks who like to watch YouTube videos about the behind the scenes of that kind of lifestyle.
Well, that
are these people weirdos? Are we watching weirdos?
That's a solid question.
You know,
a little bit.
Let's just say it this way: if they weren't a little weird,
I know,
they
right?
wouldn't have a series.
Well,
that's
I was true. Just watching the documentary on Jerry Springer, and so you know, I'm sort of like weird cells. But
my wife is still watches all the time the whole Sister Wives thing. Even though that's just been a dumpster fire, she still tunes in and watches it burn.
Yeah, okay.
And on YouTube, it's all about getting those eyes to stick. So
True. They
have to do things to get you to tune in or they don't get paid. It's
that's
not like
true.
Some cases, a show like the Kardashians, for instance, they're getting paid before they even get views. These guys, if
regular
you don't tune
schmoes,
in, if you don't watch their ads,
that's right.
You're not getting paid.
One of the things that I had Fred ask you about, because you turned me on to Night Agent when it first came out, and I was like, hey, that was awesome. You turned me on to that. You turned me on to The Diplomat, which I just binged. I just finished watching. I'm going to quit saying that. I just finished watching the second series of The Diplomat. That was pretty amazing.
Great show.
So Night Agent is coming back soon, right?
Yeah, season two is right around the corner. And if I was talking to you next week, Mike, I could officially say more. I can't say a ton about it yet, other than it will be back up on Netflix next week on Thursday, the 23rd. Mm-hmm. You'll be able to catch, I believe, all the episodes. I was trying to get total confirmation on that, but I didn't get that yet. You will at least get to see the first couple. I believe it's dropping all episodes on the 23rd. To catch back up, and Gabe Basso is back in the lead role as Peter Sutherland. It will take you on another journey that will scour a lot of places. Yeah,
Gabe Basso is a St. Louisan. His father was a lawyer here in town.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
interesting.
St. Louisan.
I did not know that.
And did you know that Peter Skarsgård is a St. Louisan?
I didn't know about Peter Skarsgård, no.
Neither did I till yesterday, and I'm from here. So
September 5th, that movie with him in it. That's out there right now, and he's really good as Rune Arledge in that movie.
Rune Arledge. In St. Louis. I'm dying to see that movie.
And Paul, I don't know if you know this, but I'm not originally from St. Louis, but I find it very interesting that people who are from St. Louis, if you have spent any time at all in St. Louis, they claim you as a St. Louisan. It happens.
That is 100% accurate.
All the time.
He was born at the Scott Air Force Base, for anyone wondering.
Well, there you go.
See?
So legit there.
Legit.
Hey, the CCA Awards got postponed again because of the fire, right?
Yeah, we moved them to the 26th, and I know Mark and I talked when they first moved that seemed to be ambitious. Turns out it is. Now they're postponed kind of indefinitely. The talk is they'll be sometime in February. But the question is, how and what will they look like? We had to do all our balloting last week after I got off the air. Here I went through and did my ballot. My daughter watched me and kind of just was watching with awe as I'm going through and kind of choosing between some things that were real close in my mind. But they pushed they made us cast our ballot, but the awards are actually going to be back on E. They'll rerun the next day starting on Peacock, so you'll get to see them. They haven't confirmed a date yet. It will be most likely sometime in February, and when they do, you guys will be the first to know.
And real quick, before we get out of here, we lost Bob Uecker.
Oh, it's terrible.
Yeah, I've got to add a few words here, and I apologize for taking up some movie time about this, but the man was one of those people who made my weekends better for my entire life, especially. And the reason I say my weekends was the biggest time I would listen to baseball on the radio, I'd put in my AirPods and cut my grass, and I would love to do that. And there was just something about hearing Bob Uecker's voice and his stories on the other end. St. Louis people can always look back to the days of Jack Buck. And there's a certain ability that's gone today. I went back and spent most of my day yesterday watching old clips of Uecker and all old calls of Uecker.
Commercials.
And people don't understand, and I tried to explain to my daughter how being on Johnny Carson over 100 times just doesn't happen anymore. There's not a person or a show that's something that goes on
right
across the country. They don't understand how big Carson was and how important it was for Uecker and to set him up for Major League, and the other things he did after the fact. The man was the funniest person in the world. To listen to him on the radio was a total joy, and he's totally going to be missed by not only Milwaukee, but everybody around the country, as witnessed by the number of shout-outs from people like the WWE, who he did WrestleMania for them, from people that were associated with Al Michaels and Tim McCarver and some of the others that have been around him. The man was special. Just, you know, it's a definite loss for baseball.
It's a definite loss for all of us.
Yes. Major League is one of the most underrated movies in all of time.
Well, Paul,
and that holds up.
It does.
It holds up. I watched it just a couple weeks ago, and I had some special interest because some of that was filmed near where I was at the time. And it holds up. And Euchre's call in that holds up.
Was perfect.
So sorry to take up your time with that, but
no,
that's
awesome.
Something that I really, really am passionate about.
Well, Paul, we appreciate the time today. I always like filling in on Fridays because I get to hear from you. If people want to follow you, how do they do that?
ComicGuy.com. I got the Night Agent trailer up on X right now. So if you want to see season 2 trailer, go over to Common Guy's Film Reviews on X.
I appreciate it, man. Have a great weekend.
Take care.
We are going to talk a little sports with Frank Cusimano, KSDK Sports Director on the other side. It is Mike Elam in for Mark Reardon today at 97.1 FM Talk. It's the Mark Reardon Show on 97.1 FM Talk. Mike Elam sitting in for Mark today, and we're cruising right over to KSDK Sports Director Frank Cusimano. Frank, thanks for joining us today.
Mike, good to be with you. Hope you're doing well, sir.
Doing well. Sorry about getting to you so late. We got talking to Paul Hall from Comic Guy Films, and we got talking about Bob Euchre. And, of course, Bob, you know, leaving us at the age of 90, amazing career. He was a huge sports figure, but he was just a huge figure in general, wasn't he?
He was unbelievable, and I got to tell you, there was one time we were in the Brewer Clubhouse, and he had agreed to do an interview with us at Channel 5, and he said, by the way, have you ever seen a picture of my wife? And then he pulls out this picture of this hideous, like, female, male, I don't know what it was, and you don't know how to respond because it actually could be true, and I just, oh. And he goes, hey, I get these from the Milwaukee Detention Center, and I do this with everybody.
Oh, my gosh.
I love him even more.
That's
hilarious.
And then
he gave me like a 10-minute interview, which I just put up on Twitter and Facebook. That, I mean, every answer will just make you laugh. He is the single funniest guy I've ever been around. And I think amazing, too, because last year at age 90, he was doing Milwaukee Brewers game alone. He didn't travel, but home games. It was spectacular. The guy, and he didn't lose his voice. It's an amazing life.
Genius.
Wow. I can't imagine doing a whole baseball game by yourself. Like, there is so much time to fill during a baseball game.
At age 90.
Yeah.
Well, he was amazing. He's definitely going to be missed. But everybody started talking about Bob Euchre memories. That is a hilarious story, though. You seen a picture of my wife? Like, oh, my God.
Oh, my God, that's great.
Hey, are you excited about the college football playoff final game? We got a championship that's final happening. Do you have a team that you're pulling for in this one?
Well, obviously, I'd love to see Notre Dame because they have a smack defensive back named Christian Gray who made the big interception last week.
Yeah.
They have a CBC running back, Jeremiah Love. They have two other St. Louis regional products. So I'd like to see it. I don't think it's going to happen. I think Ohio State is going to win the game. I hope I'm completely wrong, though. The spread is 8.5, and I wouldn't be surprised if they cover.
Wow. I mean, they're tough. They are really tough.
Hey, I forgot to ask you. Well, maybe I haven't had a chance to talk to you since the end of the season. How'd you do in your fantasy league?
You know, after winning 3 straight championships in the Channel 5 League, we had a disappointing year. So I fired my son as player personnel, and we're just reshaping the squad as we speak.
Well, you know, I'm glad that you are reacting, and you are. This is good. You're not waiting like other organizations, and you don't let it get worse and worse and worse.
You know, I have a feeling what Frank did is he doesn't want the other people to quit playing because they'll stop paying. So after you win the championship for so long, you have to give someone else an opportunity to win, otherwise they go away. So well played, sir, by throwing one year out and getting them back in.
That's my story, and I'm going to stick with that now. That's
Hey, how do you feel about the NFL playoffs? Are you excited about where we are?
Oh my gosh, I don't know how anybody in the world, how any right-thinking American could not have their TV on at 5:30 on Sunday for what I think is going to be the most watched football game of the year that's not a Super Bowl. I mean, this Lamar Jackson, against Josh Allen matchup in Buffalo is going to be crazy. You know, it's going to be cold all over the country. It's going to be a snow game there. There's going to be nothing else to do. And the thing about this one, it's not only moving on to play likely the Chiefs in the SEC Championship game, but it's a legacy game. I mean, the only hole in their resume is that they haven't won a Super Bowl. And if they lose, boy, they're going to go crazy on Lamar. Oh, he's such a good regular season player, but he just can't win a game when it counts in the playoffs. And his, I'll tell you what, his playoff stats are really pedestrian. Josh Allen, I don't care how many touchdowns he throws and runs for, can't win a Super Bowl. I mean, there's so much on the line for these two historic football figures. It's going to be great.
Do you think it's going to determine the MVP?
No, because the votes are already in. It's strictly regular season. And it's a shame that either one has to lose the MVP award.
I'll agree with you there. Hey, Frank, it's Ethan. Quick question for you. Winter warm-up coming up this weekend at Busch Stadium, Ballpark Village. First off, you're going to be out there. And also, you know, I know I'm sure you've had the chance to go out there at least once or twice in your time. What do you enjoy about it? What do you like about just the off-season? Almost seems like it's kind of the start of the season.
It is, and I've been to about, I guess, 30 of them when they started. So here's the thing. I don't think that many St. Louisans go, as you may think. I think that crowd is out of town. I think it's Cardinal fans, you know, all over the region that come in, stay at the hotel, and get those autographs. So that's what I think it's about. The appealing thing for me is a chance to see some of the young players who we don't see. Like, they have a pitcher that nobody talks about, named Quinn Matthews, who could end up being like an absolute stud. He's a 6'5 lefty. He throws 98. He's the minor league pitcher of the year. I want to find out what makes him tick and if he thinks he's going to be in Busch Stadium this season. And also to hear from Jordan Walker and Nolan Gorman, you know, the young players who haven't yet, you know, found their stride in the major leagues.
Hey, before we get out of here, who's on Sports Plus this weekend?
It's going to be a fun show. I sit down with Mike Martz, who I think is the greatest offensive mind we've ever had in St. Louis. And he's going to say some things about when he knew they were going to move that will absolutely stun you. And then we're going to go old school and talk with the great Vince Coleman. He's going to join us in studio. He's in town for the winter warm-up. Vince and I are good friends. And he is a charismatic guy who loved Whitey Herzog like a father.
That's Frank Cusumato, KSDK Sports Director. Frank, thanks for the time. Have a great weekend.
Great to be with you guys. Have a good one.
Get more at 971talk.com.